Did you know an average of 33,000 domains get registered every day? If you've got an idea for a business, make sure you name it right away. Just search Wix Domains and claim yours before someone else does. Your ideal.com, .net, .u is out there. Search Wix Domains and go grab yours today.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
To that hosepipe band, Margaret Attridge is with us. She's Ishka Aaron, Head of Water Operations. Margaret, good morning.
Good morning, Anton.
Where are we talking hosepipe bans? Three areas, three regions so far.
Yes, the three regions are Mullingar and County Westmeath. And nearby, it is Kells Oldcastle and County Meath. And then right up in the northwest, we have Milford in County Donegal.
And the hosepipe ban, it is more than just hosepipe. It covers hosepipe, washing of cars, filling of paddling pools, all of that kind of thing.
Yeah, really, it's using a hose to fill any of those things or you know, attaching a power washer to wash your car. Hosepipes use an awful lot of water, and a lot of the water that comes out of a hosepipe is used. So the hosepipe ban, like the purpose of this water conservation order really is not say people don't do these things, but just if you don't need to use a hose to wash your car, you could just fill a dish and use a sponge. Similarly, if you're using a paddling pool with your kids, I know this weather is just absolutely fantastic, but like rather than we've all kind of put the paddling pool in the garden and stuck the hose into it and the water's overflowing onto the grass, you know, so you can fill it using, you know, pots, pans, dishes, up to a lower level, and the kids can still have the same amount of fun. So what we're really asking people to do is not to waste water by, using a hose. A hose running for an hour would keep a family going for water, a family four going for water for a whole day.
Now, undoubtedly, people will be listening saying it's the 3rd of May and it has been a manky wet winter. How are we already at the point of having water shortages?
I know in Ireland you might think it has been a manky wet winter, but in some places in Ireland it has actually over the last 12 months have been very, very dry, and there has been very little rainfall in comparison to most other years. The three areas that we put the water conservation order in place, they're lake sources, but these lakes are not like the lakes that you'd find in kind of mountainous areas of Kerry where they're very flashy, they fill very quickly from rainfall. These are groundwater fed lakes. So if the rain falls, it has to soak down through the grass, through the soil, and then through the layers of underburden into the lake. So it takes a really, really long time to recharge. So you know, the heavy rainfall that we had there on over the Easter weekend, we would have had seen very little of that got into these lakes. We monitor the level of these lakes constantly. Very little of that got into these lakes. So it's going to take a long period of time for these lakes to recover. Now, we're doing what we can on our side to, manage the abstraction from the source. Like, for example, up in Milford in County Donegal, we've connected that scheme to an adjacent scheme, Cranford, Cranford, which is supporting it. And we've got our find and fix crews up there working hard, finding and fixing leaks. So we've managed to reduce our abstraction from that lake by about 40%, which is huge, a huge credit to everybody working hard up there, all the crews. But like the purpose of this water conservation order now is we really need to go out and ask the public in these areas for their support and to do their bit. And really, because we have another 11 schemes at risk and the forecast is very dry for May, this is really a national ask as well for people to conserve water.
What are the schemes that are at risk?
We have 11 schemes across the country that we currently have in a drought, that we have currently categorised that are in drought condition. Now, we do have 700 supplies in Ireland, and we're monitoring all our 700 supplies, but we currently have 11 schemes in that drought category. And what that means is that we have another 11 schemes that are under stress, and there isn't enough water in the source to supply the area, but we've an intervention in place to keep it going. So in some areas, we're actually tankering, if the sources are small enough, we're tankering water from nearby schemes and filling up the treated water storage reservoirs. So the people living in those areas don't even know that there's an issue. In other areas, we've actually had to put in place nighttime restrictions. So when people are in bed at night, we'll either reduce the pressure or turn off the water, maybe from 12 o'clock at night to 6 o'clock in the morning. And what that does, it just protects protects the water for use during the day for essential purposes.
So there are areas where you are, I mean, the both financial cost and environmental cost of having to use tanker trucks to shift water around is significant, isn't it?
It is, yes. And over the last few years, we have been prioritising these areas where we have repeatedly had to tank water for investment. So, for example, last year, we would have done a significant amount of tankering into Croom and County Limerick. We now have a pipeline this year that takes water from Limerick City out to Croom, so we no longer need to tanker there. And similarly, down in West Cork, we would have been down around the Clonakilty, West Cork area. You get a huge influx of tourists down there during the summer. The demand goes way up, and we would have had to tanker water there over the summer. We now have a pipeline going from Bandon down to Clonakilty, which supports the Clonakilty supply. And that's the type of work that we have been doing over the years to support schemes that are weaker than, you know, that the source isn't as resilient as others.
On the topic of pipelines, one of the areas where I think you're now almost from the point at which Irish Water was created, there's been warnings about lack of headroom for Dublin and significant concerns about the capacity to keep delivering water from the existing sources like the Liffey and Vartry and everything else into Dublin. What's your prediction for what we might see in respect of Dublin service over the years? Not because I'm Dublin-centric, but because it is one of the areas you flagged as one of the most significant.
Yeah. Look, we the long-term plan for Dublin is the water supply project, which is bringing water from the Shannon. There's a huge natural storage reservoir of water behind the Arden Acrotta Dam. You know, that it's not a long distance to bring that up to Dublin. And, you know, in other countries, you know, transporting water 150, 170 kilometres to feed big cities is not, it's quite a normal thing to do. And that's our plan for Dublin. And actually, the water supply project will be connected up to Mullingar and right up to Oldcastle and County Meath to support those schemes as well.
So, and in the absence of that, what's your prediction for this summer?
Oh, for this summer for Dublin, yeah. Look, we're monitoring Dublin all the time. The difference in Dublin between last week and this week, we saw the demand jump up by 30 million litres a day.
30 million litres per day?
Absolutely. That's because of the warm weather. That's how much the demand goes up during warm weather. So we have, huge teams right across the whole Dublin area working on this with respect to finding and fixing leaks, both on the public network and on the private side. We are surveying all our trunk mates by satellite surveys using smart technology. We insert in our pipe to find and fix leaks. We have a huge communications campaign on there. We're installing a huge amount more meters and pressure loggers so we control the network better. So we're doing everything we can on our side to try and control the network in Dublin. But again, there's the ask from the public. We need their support. There's a huge amount of leakage as well on the private side and customers' own properties. So we would ask people to check their own properties for leaks. If you have dripping taps, running cisterns, or overflowing attic tanks, if you could get those repaired. But if you have a leak if you suspect that you have a leak in your garden, we can provide some support there. We do have a first fix free scheme where we will come out and help you find the leak and repair it for you if it's in your garden for free. There's details available on our website, and we have repaired over 500 leaks on the customer side. Where customers have reached out to us this year so far.
Margaret, thank you very much for your time this morning. Margaret Attridge, Ishka Aaron, head of, sorry, let me get her correct title, head of water operations at Ishka Aaron.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Running a business can be exhausting. Building your website shouldn't be. With Wix, you can express your ideas, give direction, then leave the heavy lifting to AI. From site creation to branded content and images. Have fun with the details. Customize what you want the way you want. And manage your whole business from a centralized dashboard with expert AI tools. Build, scale, and enjoy the incredible results. You can do it all yourself on Wix.